Organizers say buses carrying an estimated 600 Hmong from across the state arrived in a cold morning. Many arrivals were elders and veterans. Inside the jam-packed assembly parlor, Democratic Representative Fred Kessler of Milwaukee welcomed the crowd.
Good morning.
Kessler was joined by Democratic Representative Donna Seidel of Wausau, who authored the first Hmong Migration Education Act in 2005. Kessler said this version would also direct Wisconsin schools to teach about the historic relationship between the Hmong and the United States. He added there were plans to reintroduce the bill further into the session.
However, because of the fact that a terrible homicide occurred in northeast Wisconsin, we felt this issue now has some urgency. The fear and apprehension felt by our fellow Hmong citizens makes it important that we must retell the heroic story that they played during the Vietnam War.
The homicide involved a white hunter killing 30-year-old Cha Vang in a wildlife refuge near Green Bay. While hate crime charges have not been filed, the alleged murderer reportedly said negative things about the Hmong in the criminal complaint. Representative Seidel said the bill could prevent further incidents.
Our goal is that this legislation will create an environment in our state of mutual respect and tolerance.
Racial tensions escalated earlier in 2004 when a Hmong man shot and killed six white hunters in Sawyer County. Even though the gunman was locked away, many Hmong fear Cha Vang's killing was in retaliation. For Chan Song Yang of the Sheboygan Hmong Mutual Association, it's ironic to hear about fighting between Hmong and Americans. He grew up in Laos during the Vietnam War and saw many of his people rescuing downed American pilots and fighting the communists.
At that time, I remember that I asked my father, who was a colonel in the U.S. Secret Army in Laos, why did our people have to die to save the Americans? And he simply said...
For a moment, Yang choked up and murmured an apology to the audience.
He simply said, because they are our friends, and they make promise to help each other, defend freedom and democracy for all.
Today, an estimated 45,000 Hmong immigrants and their descendants live in Wisconsin. One of them is Blia Vang, an attorney who serves Hmong in Green Bay and Appleton. She grew up attending Madison schools. Vang says having Hmong history and culture taught in class would have kept her from answering the same old questions from her peers.
Number one question is, why are you here? How did you get here? Are you going to stay here? It's just questions that children are curious about when they see someone that's different from them.
Backers of the Hmong Migration Education Act say they'll push to keep it on the legislative calendar. Many plan to come back and testify for the bill and start the educational process within the State House if they need to. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.